Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Last week we were talking about how Katie was heading off to go do a vision board class, and I guess it happened?
Yeah, on Saturday, my friend Colleen and I went and did a little vision board making project thingy, and we didn't know what to expect because we just kind of signed up for this thing. We searched it on Google, found it, and bought tickets for it. So it cost us each $25 to go do this vision board thing, right? So it started at 10:30 on Saturday. So we show up, both of us are on time, ready to get it done. And essentially you walk in and there's just a bunch of tables and you can sit where you want. And we sat at this table with this other young lady, and her name was also Katie, ironically enough. So we're sitting there and we're getting to know each other and we're having a great conversation, and other women start to, you know, trickle in and whatever. And it's funny because, like, on the invitation, they said, we'll have little nibblies and drinks. And so I'm just anticipating not having any breakfast because I'm going to go in and have some little snacks and stuff. And I go in, and first of all, I look at the snack table, and it's like a soccer mom brought snacks.
Underwhelmed.
Like, I'm not
orange
kidding.
Slices.
Is it cookies and cupcakes?
It is like, you know, the Fig Newton bars, yeah. The little snack things.
Some
with
Capri
like
Suns.
Pretzels. Like, actually, they had like the little like probiotic soda things that are going around.
Oh,
and
the
stuff,
poppies,
right?
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had a bunch of those set out and everything. And I mean, it's fine.
It's not just Katie's soda.
Not, you know, and it's fine just because I'm like, okay, I wasn't like expecting charcuterie boards and champagne or anything.
But those poppies and stuff, they give you diarrhea. You gotta watch
like
it.
You have to.
Keep
you gotta be careful. You don't want about like three or four of those.
It's not like a come and have a drink and casually sit. Like, you drink that for a purpose, right? Like, there's a reason you drink those.
You gotta get things moving.
Thing.
To drink
yeah.
a poppy.
So it is what it is. But anyway, so we're sitting down and I'm getting to know this Katie lady, and that's exciting because she's living a fun life. So we're, you know, chatting it up and whatever. And again, people start to come in, and now it's like 10:40, and we still haven't started things up. But they make a little announcement. They're like, we're just waiting for a few more ladies to get here and then we'll get things going. And we're like, okay. And again, we have 2 hours to make these vision boards, and I can see they have our boards on the table. They have scissors and markers, and over on the other side of the room they have a long table that's just full of magazine things that somebody had cut out, pictures and numbers and all the mm-hmm. stuff that you would need for a vision board. So everything is
glue
there
sticks.
And set up.
Glue
sticks.
How was their glue
tape,
stick game?
They had many glue sticks.
Good.
Boxes
glad to
of
hear.
Glue sticks.
That's
so they
one
were
of the prime things
set.
You need.
Super prepared.
But you really
okay.
do.
Good,
and
good,
tape.
Good.
Like, you need all the adhesives, right?
You sure
so
do.
They
you
had
do.
The adhesives. Yeah. The adhesive game was strong. But it's funny because then when people finally do start to get there, there's two women who are clearly in charge of this whole thing. And they get up and one of them starts to talk a little bit about what we're here for. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And now I'm going to hand it over to this lady. And then this lady gets up and proceeds. It's like 10:50 now. This lady talks and talks and I'm not
about
kidding.
What?
She came
Power
up
trip.
And she told us about her 75 hard that she's doing. Anybody else know about 75
yes.
hard? So this lady gets up and starts yes. talking about how she's doing 75 hard, and she's so proud of herself that she's like, I'm not kidding, ladies. I told myself after 75 days, why can't I go 76 hard? And then why can't I go 77?
Is this a sales pitch then? Did it turn into a sales pitch?
Jeremy, I was so angry.
You're like, just give me a glue stick, for God's sake.
This lady goes on about how she is now on day 144 hard, and she's so proud. And it's
like,
don't care. We're all proud of her too, right? Because it's a resolution she set for herself, and she's been going since last year. And so it's like, it's a big deal. We get it, blah, blah, blah. But he turns to find out she's like a health and nutrition coach. So there's part of that in here as well.
So she was trying to work in her
yes,
job.
Yes, yes. And then it's funny because after that, she's talking about how she's like, in my immune system, lady, I'm so proud of my immune system. I was around so many sick people this week, like hundreds of sick people.
Like,
and I'm like, from me to her to her. So I'm
you're
like,
you're getting spit on.
I
you're
know,
like, oh,
like,
neat.
You know, she's like, I have a little sniffle today, but it's nothing. My immune system will kick this. And I'm like, we're all surrounded by her just thinking, oh, no. Like, what about my immune
you
system,
you
want to
shove
though?
A glue stick
you know
in your nose?
I mean, I know. So it's just so funny hearing her talk and talk and talk. And it's like, I'm not kidding, an hour and 15 minutes later, after we hear about all of the things that this lady has to say, and then halfway through it, she's like, you know what we need? Some meditation music. So then she starts up a little like mantra type music thing and keeps it going with it. And it was just like,
what the hell is happening right now?
My friend and I are looking at each other.
So are you not allowed to design your vision board at any point during this? You just had to sit through it and wait.
No, we had to sit and listen to this lady's speech for like an hour and change. And again, we paid to do this. So both my friend and I are looking at each other like, are we going to have any time to do this vision board?
Clock is ticking, ladies.
It is now 11:45. She's already told us at 12:15 we need to start cleaning up. We need to be out of this room by 12:30. It is 11:45, and she's still telling us about 144 days of 75 hard. And we're like
she, that was her,
what is
like,
happening?
It's now all of a sudden her platform to go and just
And it's fun, because here's the thing. If this is what this was about, if it was a little, you know,
sales pitch,
they should have put it on the invite.
Yep.
Because we would have more than happy sat through a sales pitch that we knew about. But this reminded me of like if you buy a timeshare, mm-hmm. before you enjoy the beach, mm-hmm. you have to sit through a presentation. It's kind of what it was like. So anyway, 11:45 hits. And finally, she's like, okay, I feel like we have enough inspiration. Now, everybody do your vision board. A sea of like 25 people ran for these magazine clippings like they were gold, and then it was like, we have 30 minutes to do a vision board and nobody knows even know where to start. It was kind of chaotic for those first 10 minutes, so I dipped and I went to the bathroom. I was like, I'm gonna go to the snack table while y'all figure this out. So I went and did my own thing for like 10 minutes until things calmed down, and then I finally made my way over there to get some of the magazine clippings.
Yeah, leftover clippings.
Well, but that's the thing. I feel like I found some pretty good stuff. I feel like there was one clipping in particular. I am not kidding when I say there were thousands of magazine stuff across this table. How was I able to find a picture of the Denver Nuggets basketball court? Like, I found that picture. You know that went on my vision board. And I do feel like
you're going to start a basketball team?
No, but like they're my favorite. Oh. And I want them to win a championship. And I love watching them.
And she went to back-to-back Nuggets games this weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I went to back-to-back games.
She was doing something different this year.
And that's funny. Like, yeah, I put that on my board. And then I went to a basketball game that night. I didn't even know I was going to go to
that.
It sure did. It worked like that.
Wicked fast.
I said, I want to go to more games. And then lo and behold, that night I went to a game. So the whole process of the vision board was still there. And we were still able to do that. But afterwards, my friend Colleen and I were like, we really would have liked to got to know the people at our table. Like the way it started when we were all kind of mingling, talking about what we were going to put on our vision board, that was fun. And if we got to continue with that and get to know the ladies at the actual event and do some of that, that would have been fun. But the whole sales pitch thing in the middle really threw us off.
And
then here's the funny thing.
Well, hold on. Yes. What else? Tell me more about what you put on your vision board.
Yeah,
like, just give me, I want to guess.
Okay.
So what else did you put on there?
I put love.
Well, that's, okay, you're looking
forever
for love.
After.
You've been looking for love for quite a while.
I put that. I put the number 30.
30. You wish you were 30 again.
No, shut up. No.
You want to get with.
Definitely don't want that.
30
No. Who would wish for that? Come on.
Jeez.
What am I?
No.
I want to save $30,000 this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good mark
hit.
Yeah. So if I really put my mind to it and save, mm-hmm. and eliminate any unnecessary spending. But again, that's what the vision board is. It's
$25
for you to
on a vision board class.
Not a good start.
But no, it was a good start because, again, it got me into the right.
What else
and
did
I
you
did,
put on there?
I did learn some things from that lady.
Okay.
I want to point out, like, I did learn some things unwillingly, but there were some things
forced
like
down
that.
Your throat.
What else did you put on there?
I put a runner because I'm in
you
my
like
runner
to run.
Journey.
Okay.
And so I put
These
a runner
things you already
on there.
Do, though. Okay.
I know, but I want to continue.
Okay.
Consistency was in the middle of my board.
It was
and
on
that,
mine.
It was on Josh's as well.
That's
and
funny.
So for me, it is the consistency of sticking with the running, doing it every other day like I'm committed, making sure I'm putting away my money consistently, you know.
Love it.
I have a picture of the mountains with a lot of water. There's a lot of water emphasized on my vision board because I love water. I'm drawn to water. I'm a water baby. So I have a picture of
did
a
you have
boat
a water birth
on I did with
I
Zoe
no
I had the water birth
How about you?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my mom and report back. But I did have the water birth with
I had no idea.
Zoe.
I've never heard that story.
And so I...
Was it a kiddie pool or a bathtub?
No, it was a bathtub. It's okay. At the hospital.
Hey, some people do a
I thought maybe
pool.
It was in your...
No,
sometimes you can
some
do it in a kiddie pool, yeah. Like in your living room.
Well,
so.
When you do the birth at home, they will have the kiddie pool
but you were
and stuff.
At the hospital.
But I was at the hospital.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so,
I had
yeah,
no idea. They had it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so a lot of water on my board. And then I had a picture of like a flower that almost looked like, you know, the fractals that you can see on YouTube where they like dive deep into an image and then it opens up to a new image. You know what it is.
Oh, I like
the fractal
those. Yeah.
Kind of thing. That's what the flower looked like. And it reminded me of meditation and harmony. And so that was kind of like an underlying theme in my board as well, because I really want to focus on getting some therapy sessions and, you know, doing more meditation and things like that and really trying to align myself in that way as well. So there was that on it. I felt like when I looked at it, it spoke to me in that, like, okay, this is a good, like, line of things to have for me to work towards as far as a goal's
like
concerned.
Reachable goals?
Yeah, like okay, reachable yeah. goals, making them realistic. That's kind of what I wanted, but still, you know, meaningful. Meaningful, realistic goals were important for me this year. So I feel like
anything
I did a
fun
good
on
job.
There, just kind of fun and silly.
The nuggets.
Well,
like,
waterfalls
like
is fun
nuggets,
for her. Like
waterfalls
fun,
are fun
yeah.
for me. Yeah. And then it's funny because I was telling Josh I had up on the top, it said forever after. And then it was kind of annoying me because I didn't like cut it right. So on the bottom, it said California homes. So I was trying to cut that while it was on my vision board and it gave me the jagged cut.
Is that the
you
most Katie
I mean?
Thing you've ever heard?
And so I didn't like it.
California home.
I didn't like it. And so I took that completely off. And then when I got home, I put my boarding passes to trips I took this last year. So Chicago, New York, back to North Dakota. I put those all across the top because I do want to do more traveling this year as well. So I feel like my vision board all in all was really good as far as what I was trying to achieve.
I got one quick question.
Yes.
Like when you leave that class and you're done, although you went home and added to it, is there a point where you're not allowed to add to it anymore?
No.
Or it cancels out anything
no.
on there?
You can add
like
to
you
it.
Like you got to do it and be done.
Absolutely not. No, you
okay.
can keep adding to it. That I left some space for things if like down the road a new, you know, halfway throughout the year a new goal pops up. I can put that on my vision board. There are no rules.
Love it.
There are no rules. But I tell you what, something else that for me I was like, you need to figure out how to do this better next time is the snacks. When it was like all said and done and they rushed us through making the vision boards and everything. And then we went back over to the snack table because I'm like, I'm going to get $25 worth of snacks. They took them all away. Like while we were standing there trying to get snacks, they started taking them all away. And I was like, oh, you want to make somebody
oh,
upset.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Like, you just, I want that fig bar, though. Like, I was like, so that'll
well,
do.
Go home and
but,
put it on your vision board.
But, I know, put a fig bar on my vision board. But the gift bag was all right. The
okay.
gift bag,
oh,
they
go.
Did
okay.
all right with the gift bag. So, hey.